And now on the Big Sports Breakfast, here's a man with all the latest news and opinions on and off the field from the world of sport, the Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster.
Well, I was talking up the Brisbane Broncos before a ball was kicked. I thought they could make play finals football this season. I thought, in fact, they could possibly make the top four. But after 1-5, I'm starting to doubt whether they can make finals football. A man who knows all about the game, and he will join us on the line now to discuss last night's game and all the issues around surrounding rugby league, is Sydney Morning Herald chief sports writer Andrew Webster. Good morning, Webby.
Good morning, Lars. Good morning, PK. Yeah, you went the Lone Ranger in tipping the Broncos to maybe win the comp. Andrew Johns, the eighth immortal, the new Sydney Morning Herald star columnist, he said it too. But Joey backflipped a little bit yesterday and said, you know, if they lose against the Tigers, it's going to be pretty hard for them to make the four and therefore win the premiership. And, you know, I know they've had a couple of close losses, but given the way that they've started the season, I think Anthony Seibold's got a lot more to do there than he might have thought. You know, and I think that's probably fair point. Like, I've been watching, you know, I get on really well with Anthony. He's actually been a breath of fresh air. And Terry, you would have known, like, over the years when we've had him on the show as a
terrific
coach of Queensland, he's a very articulate, well-spoken, very open, you know, operator when it comes to the public side of the game. But he's getting very snappy.
Yep.
He's looking very much like a snappy coach under pressure. But you know what? He's 5 games into a 4-year deal. So I think they went through, I think what being shown up, and you guys just alluded to it before, is they just don't get enough out of their halves, particularly their highest paid player, Anthony Milford. You know, he's a $1 million player. He should be leading everything. He should be leading everything on the field and off the field, and they're just not getting that from him.
Yeah, he's a running player, Webby. He needs someone with him that can sort of guide the team around. And for me, when I watch it, they haven't got that type of player. If I'm Anthony Seibold, I'm biting the bullet because I know that that's not my halves pairing going forward. Sean O'Sullivan, they bought from the Sydney Roosters. I haven't seen a lot of him, but I'd be giving him a crack and seeing whether he is their long-term solution, because if he's not, then they go in the marketplace at the end of the year.
Find one.
But I think Cody Nikorima, I think he's better utilised in that utility role, either starting at hooker or coming off the bench to give them some impact out of the dummy half area.
Joey made the point in the Herald yesterday about possibly moving Darius Boyd up into the halves to help organise and, you know, defend in the front line. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't worry me at all. I think that Darius has certainly slowed down. He hasn't got the same engine in terms of his speed that he once had. I think he's the guy that could guide them around. Defensively, he'd be solid in the line and maybe a Milford at the back. But if you're going to keep Milford and he's your long-term 5'8", I wouldn't be moving him to fullback.
All right. I'd move him.
Anthony Seibold, if he's going to be there for 4 years...
He's not your long-term 5'8", mate.
Well, I think he is.
If you buy a Blake Green or someone
I think he is your long-term 5'8", if you're going out into the marketplace
and
to get
an organising half.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, fine. Mate, this is Rael Folau's story. Rugby Australia, the New South Wales Waratahs. He rejects their calls yesterday. Management rejecting the calls. They never heard back from Israel Folau or his management. But officially, their intention is to terminate the contract. He's been told he can't share material on social media that condemns, vilifies, or discriminates against people on the basis of their sexuality. I wouldn't think you'd have to be told that. I thought you might know that.
Well, particularly after what happened a year ago,
yeah,
almost to the day when all this flared up. I have to say, when I got the I got a text message at dinner on Wednesday night saying, "Oh, have you seen what Israel's put on Instagram?" And I looked at it and I went, "Yeah, I pretty much tick all of those boxes, so I know where I'm going at the end of this life. I'm in trouble."
Yeah.
Look,
he must have known. He's not that silly that he would not have known this would terminate his contract.
No, for sure. Look, the cynical journalist in me suggests that there's something more at play here that it wouldn't have happened unless he had something to go to. Now, look, I understand how Peter Beattie, the chairman of the ARL Commission, has come out and said there's no place for Israel Folau in our game. As I understand it, though, boys, there is certainly a belief at the NRL that the door isn't completely closed, that they would, you know, Todd Greenberg, the CEO, gets on extremely well with Folau, has talked about this issue in the past. If, you know, there could be a position where Todd laid down the law to him and said, listen, you know, you have to give assurances in writing that you're not going to breach our social media policy, particularly when it comes to discrimination against other people. I would not say that rugby league isn't an option for him. So when I saw those comments by Israel Folau, and particularly heard that he hasn't returned a call either directly or through his management to anyone from Rugby Australia, it suggested to me that there's something bigger at play than just his religious beliefs. I have to say, Rugby Australia have acted far quicker than they did last time. It took Raylene Castle 3 weeks to get involved, to make a decision. And even then, they sort of had a bet each way and said, look, you know, he's entitled to his views as long as they're done in a respectful way. This time it's taken 24 hours, basically, and they've punted him. So, you know, freedom of speech is one thing. But when you're a $2 million player, just stick to your social media policy. Yeah. It shouldn't be that hard, should it?
But it'd be a disappointing way to try and break a contract, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't
you just go to them and say, listen,
I'm not happy.
I want out. Yep. I know it's a World Cup year. You're paying me a lot of money.
We'll work something out.
Yeah. Rather than
knowingly
going on social media to put that out there to break a contract. That doesn't sit well with me.
It doesn't sit well with me either, but you know what? I don't discount anything in the current...
you're right.
I don't discount anything. I don't discount anything, but, you know, again, you can do whatever you like, but I think your rugby league club's got to stand for something. Now, you know, so it might be Todd Greenberg might think he's a good bloke and blah, 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 but, okay, he's not good enough for a rugby union, but he's going to be good enough for rugby league. You know, that doesn't sit well with me either.
No, not when you're making comments like that. The world has changed. The world has changed, and whether people like it or not, you're not allowed.
Not at my club.
Not allowed. It's all right to say freedom of speech, and I understand that. But when you have been warned and you've been told and you've agreed to social media policies, and I don't know whether he understands the hurt that he can cause, and he has caused. That's the thing. I don't know whether he will sit down with people and have a chat to them about what they go through in their life with some of these comments and the hurt that it causes and the pain that they feel.
He's got to have kids yet. You know, like, and your attitude changes then as well. You know, you see how kids get affected. Webby, lucky it's all just, well, I was about to say, all blue sky for Winks, but what about yesterday? How about she's lashed out, she's kicked the fence, the Longines sign was on the fence, and she's put the indentation right above the eye in Longines.
Well, as if Longines needed any more exposure. But Winks is kicking the signage out at Rose Hill. Fantastic. Yeah, it's... Well, you know, I think the rain goes away and you know, we get a sellout crowd there tomorrow. And she's obviously very toe. He wants to get out there and race for one last time. But I'm not entirely sure if it is. I know the whole Ascot thing.
Hang on. Backtrack here. Tell us all about it. What are you hearing?
I know the whole Ascot thing kicked off this week and it might have been a bit of theorising and I thought that's what it was. Debbie Kapitis has said publicly, no, this is it. Waller kept the door open a little bit in interviews this week. So did Hugh Bowman, and I didn't think this will be it. I think it's just a bit of talk in her final week of in the last week before she has the last race. But someone very closely connected to the horse said to me they reckon she will race at Ascot.
Wow.
There you go.
So
there you go. You heard it here first. Unless it doesn't happen.
Oh, I hope she goes. You heard it here first. Unless it doesn't happen. I like that.
Well, Webby, if she goes to Ascot,
we'll go.
We might go.
I will come with you.
Yeah, there you go. Big Sports Breakfast, live from Ascot.
What could go possibly wrong? All three of us. But it would be. You know what? She's got nothing to prove, obviously. And I can't wait to cover that race tomorrow. You know, I just think it's. When they built that new grandstand out of Randwick, that's what these moments, you know, that's what it was called.
Did she get a grandstand named after her?
Why not?
Yeah, no, Why not? But I, you know, she's got nothing to prove, but holy hell, she's going that good. I would love to see a race at Ascot. I really would. That would cap off the fairy tale, wouldn't it?
Oh, you got us excited again.
There you go.
We love a road trip. Good on you, Webby.
Good on you, boy.